Greetings. We present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
We are your master overseers, Nicholas Cooper.
And Drew Jacy. We will be looking inwards and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far.
Join us as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. Good day, good centuries.
Good day, good day.
Today is a very special day, in fact.
Yes, it is.
We have a guest on very soon in our sights, our gaze on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, coming in at, or will be making their appearance in the second hour of our show.
Their debut. if you will.
Yes, in actually a few ways. Yes, indeed.
CFRU debut, at least.
Mm-hmm. For this feature, to coincide, we are this whole show in particular is 100% FemCon, which, if you don't know the technical term, well, the full term for that, it's female content. All of the curated tracks for this first hour, as we have our guest setting up, are either solo projects helmed by the female entity, or they are in groups collaborating together. So first up is we heard a band which we played before on the show, I Am the Morning, a Russian prog duo.
That's all one word, by the way, and morning as in the opposite of night.
Mm-hmm. We heard Ozlunatom off of their recent studio live album, Ocean Sounds, featuring the amazing and talented vocals and also a composer as well of Mirana Semkina. She has a great voice and very, I've been following her for a while and she's very sweet. And she's joined by the other half of this Russian duo, Gleb Kalyadin. So Ocean Sounds is a collection of tracks that they recorded from their past albums, recorded on a remote Norwegian island recording studio, which I actually got to finally see the film aspect of it last night, and it was really nice to see the intimacy of them performing with the live band that they currently have, as well as all the nice Norwegian skies that come through.
What was the group that had that one, I think it was a live album where they played all the, like, a bunch of their material and they used this place as their album art?
Oh, it is this one.
We've been getting my... Maybe. Ah, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly the one.
They have like a boat, a submerging boat with flowers, a white and red house, as well as an underwater lighthouse. I should say also that Ozlunatom comes off their 2014 album, Blighted. All these being released through the great prog record label K-Scope. And actually, this is the first song I ever heard from I Am the Morning a few years ago, because they were featured on a prog magazine CD sampler, which leads to our next musical feature, which I also discovered through prog magazine CD sampler, Donna Zeb, a Swiss singer, pianist, songwriter, and composer, as well as a model, photographer, and art director. Very multi media driven indeed.
Sounds like she's set in this industry.
Mm-hmm. We'll be listening to a track off her in 2017, her first release, acoustic EP called Morphine. Also want to say quickly that she just released a new single just this past Friday called Enough Years, which would be, I believe this will include more instrumentation, but this track, the title track to the EP Morphine, has her singing and playing piano, which is it's powerful enough as it is. So yeah, this is Donna Zeb with Morphine.
sparkle, a little tear. They both came down, but they both disappeared. Fear, lust, hunger, trust. Anytime the sun goes down, you should have laid down your crown. You should have been locked away. I am a sinner, I am a lover. Give me my morphine right before I could feel. I am a sinner, I am a lover. Give me my morphine right before I could feel. Stardust gliding through the air, glistening like we didn't care. Sensations make me drown in rain. No doubt, there's the blood in my vein. Oh baby, listen to me now. Let all the pain go down.
Dear life,
Okay. You just heard Anathema with their track Endless Ways. One too many T's in that. Off of their 2017 album, The Optimist. And rather uplifting, rising through the turmoil and through the flames kind of vibe to that song. It was pretty powerful. Nick, you've said you've had some strong emotional responses to Anathema in concert.
Yep. It was 2017. Yes, that's also the same year that The Optimist was released, and it was their second time in North America that Anathema came to Toronto, that their a tour. Mm-hmm. And they came to the Opera House in Toronto. First time I heard Lee Douglas, that's the female vocalist that we heard in Endless Ways, when she started singing, oh my God. Jeez.
Like a punch in the stomach, almost. A good punch in the stomach.
Yeah, like powerful enough to make me cry.
Oh, I totally believe you there. I was getting goosebumps as well. I'm sure many other people have had. I've had some pretty extremely powerful moments with, you know, some of my favorite artists, where as soon as they open their mouths or as soon as they play their first chord or whatever, it's just like immediate tears.
Aura connection and like intensity in that kind of way.
Absolutely. And I guess it all depends on what kind of emotional state you're in as well at the time, but sometimes it's
uncontrollable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's good to just let it go.
Exactly. Or you'll end up getting real sick.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was Anathema with their track Endless Ways off of their album The Optimist, released last year. Or rather 2017.
I almost tripped up on that as well.
Still getting used to...
2019.
Yeah. What year is this?
Can't believe it's all... I guess it's almost 20 years into the new millennium.
Brutal. What do we have next, good sir?
We have Midas Fall, a Scottish post-rock electronic prog female duo with Elizabeth Hayton and Rowan Byrne. They released a new album last year, 2018, called Evaporate on Mono Trim Records. A very good album, I should say, as well, which made it onto my personal best albums of 2018.
Lucky them.
Mm. And also, well, I guess it's well deserved as well, because they also won the Limelight Award for 2018 at the Progressive Music Awards just this past September.
So, congratulations, Midas Fall.
Yes, congratulations indeed. So here is Midas Fall with the track Howling at the Clouds on from Evaporate.
Thank you.
This is Subterranea, and you're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
Yeah.
That was Subterranea with their newest single, War, released last year on Bandcamp.
That was pretty intense.
Yes, and especially starting off pastoral and tranquil like that, and then heading deep into demon territory.
I just pictured a horde of orcs coming to, muck me, with their crudely sharpened blades and...
Yeah, exactly.
Great job.
Yeah, that's pretty much kind of what I had written for when I wrote about War on Ride the Tempo, pretty much.
Oh, you did a Ride the Tempo.
Yeah, like...
blog on them.
Yeah, back in August. I'll just read the first sentence. The alluring vocals, ominous chants, and sinister growls of Subterranea will engulf your waking soul into the depths of conflict and war.
Accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so...
very well penned.
Yeah. So Subterranea is actually Alia Synesthesia from Toronto. She describes this project of hers as black progressive magic. And she's planning on releasing her full-length debut album sometime this year, I believe. So there'll be chanting of evil and pain.
Well, God forbid we have to march into battle anytime soon. We know there's enough of that going on right now, but that'll probably be on my playlist if we have to do so.
Oh yeah, one of those how they used to have either drum beats or music behind them as a threatening call to the enemy.
So you could hear them coming before you could see them, kind of thing. It was to instill fear in your enemies. Many different peoples used those tactics,
Mm-hmm.
So, and it worked. Do we have up next there, amigo?
We have another progressive metal female solo project. This time, interestingly enough, all the way from Greece. They go by their artist name O, but it's the Greek avant-garde multi-instrumentalist and composer Olivia Hajona. No, I did not say her name right. I apologize.
Hagiano.
That sounds much better than my attempt. Yeah, she contacted me, a few months ago, asking about playing her new album, Metalia, released last year. Want to read a bit about this album. Metalia is a epical prog metal composition in six parts, a multi-layered sonic piece of ravishing solo electronic guitars, time-bending tempo shifts, grooving bass lines, and deranged drums.
We're all about those grooving bass lines here at CFRU.
Oh yes, definitely.
On SMK.
I hope O can cater to your bass vibes there, Drew.
We shall see. And that's just for all of you good sentries, that's O spelt O-H, as in
the exclamation O.
Yes.
Yeah, so O actually, and thankfully, and yeah, didn't really need to do it, but she did it anyway, sent us a physical copy of Metalia and wrote a very loving message on the back and signing it. Thank you very much. So we'll be going into the next session, playing the first track off Metalia called Red Lion. We'll be right back.
heart skips. New lips. Parted. Parted. Same sky. New eyes. Salted. Uncharted. Always been this way. Unknown till today. Took my breath away. I was so
Okay, we just heard just now, that was the Lifers with Annie Sumi, with their track New Eyes. They released that just last year on YouTube. It's a beautiful song and a beautiful video to accompany it.
Yeah, a great collaborative video, which was set in the wilderness at the Purcell's Cove Conservation Lands in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm. And just so you know, the Lifers are the art folk / rock Guelph collective led by actually a couple of sisters, Liv and Anita Cazola. They are actually working with Annie quite a bit these days.
They toured a bit, I believe, last year mm-hmm. at least. And then also a few end-of-year performances as well.
Yeah. And that song, actually, New Eyes, was off of the Lifers 2018 album Honey Sweet, and that's also besides Annie Sumi's feature. It's accompanied by cellist Jillian Sauerteig. She's just a part of their whole group collective. She usually works with them on quite a few tracks and projects, but yeah,
seeing the video with this track is very opening and expressive.
Absolutely. Yeah, they as an Annie in a collective and with the Lifers, and the Lifers as a collective and with Annie and everyone else, they all make absolutely gorgeous music, and it never fails to induce goosebumps and
An amazing folk supergroup, maybe.
Yeah, a femme folk supergroup, absolutely.
Before that, we heard Luyos MC with a brand new track of hers. She's mainly known for her Kulintang-centered works, but this time she's exploring more electronic soundscapes.
And Kulintang is actually a pretty niche type of, I guess you could say, a native
Philippines
gong, like a gong set,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's played horizontally, parallel to one's lap, like xylophones kind of thing. Is that correct?
But she, in this work, she still uses some of her knowledge that she applies to her Kulintang works as well, called healing sonic frequencies. That meaning, she incorporates a variety of sounds that are meant for listeners to, heal, of course. It's nice sounding and, within. That includes, nature sounds, solfege frequencies, as well as isochronic tones.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this specific work was composed for to accompany a Turkey-born, Montreal-based media artist, Darren Emir. He has a video installation that's being shown at this year's Toronto Light Festival, which is happening now until March 3rd. In Toronto's Distillery District, and it's a free event to attend to.
For flea.
Yes. And I just saw on the website for the festival, all the different lights and the things that they have to show the artist that creates it. And it's very, it's very nice to have it in that during wintertime to light up the darkness.
Yeah. Anything to stimulate us in these broody, moody, snowy days. It's kind of bitter outside today too, but at least the sun's out, speaking of light.
Oh yeah, the last couple days has been very nice. And so actually we should get to our last feature a bit before we have our guests come on with us.
Yeah, super secret. Not so secret to be in about 10 minutes or so, give or take, but be sure to stay tuned for the second hour of SMK for our secret guest performer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll be now listening to finish off the hour, Eddie Evie, a Waterloo gloomgaze rock band fronted by Michaela Laurent. They just released
Michaela Loretto.
Loretto, okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. They just released their, I believe it will be their first full-length album, self-titled, Eddie Evie, and on New Year's Day of this year. I think a complete surprise to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be finishing off with The track Might Not Thrill.
Thank you.